The Adventures in Hellworld podcast talks in depth about QAnon. While it's meant to be comedic informative, sometimes we have to get into things like child abuse and violence against people. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, everybody. I am Mike Rains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, and welcome to another episode of Adventures in Hellworld. This week I'm joined, as always, by Haley, a.k.a. Chaley, a.k.a. Arizona Right Watch.
Congratulations, Mike, on your engagement to Taylor Swift.
Thank you. Thank you. Long time coming.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Yes. And I'm also joined by Eric, the Deep State operative.
Hey, thanks for having me here. And Mike, thank you for being cool about me getting Shirley Manson on the... damn it. I totally screwed that joke up. I had it so perfect in my head. Rebound.
Right, the best part about that was, is that after Haley said the thing about Taylor Swift to me, I was going to mention that. I was going to be like, you know, that's usually not the pop star I'm associated with, but good that you caught that. And then you came in and I'm like, oh, he's going to do the bit. And then it just, we just crashed.
And then I face planted.
Almost stuck the landing.
Yeah. Beautiful. Just 10 out of 10. But, I posted this on Twitter, but just so everyone knows exactly when this is being recorded. Garbage is coming. This is their last tour. They're all older than dirt. Shirley is the youngest member of the band, and she's a spry 59 years old. So, I mean, if you didn't know this was happening, I don't know what to say. And that's why it's so funny when people were telling me, like, I don't know if I should splurge for the VIP package. It's like, you're probably never going to see them again. And if you are, they're going to be an opening act for some other band. So they can go do a 30-minute set and leave because they're old. So, yeah.
Young for president.
Their oldest guitarist is 74, which means basically he's got four terms in him easy, according to the Republicans right now. But
his grandkids are coming to the show.
Yes, exactly. So, one of the things that I had thought about, because I am doing the VIP, so I get to go like ask them a question at a Q&A and then go on stage for a photo. So one of the things I had talked to one of my friends who's a Packers fan, because all the guys from the band are from Wisconsin and they've brainwashed Shirley into being a cheesehead. And I had said to him, like, what jersey should I get to properly suck up to the band? And we like went over like old tiny Packers like Reggie White or new guys. And then news broke that they just traded for Micah Parsons, like the best defensive player in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys are just absolute morons. So it's like, they probably won't have those ready, but I can just go to the make your own jersey thing and just type in Parsons, type in his number, and then just have them make that for me. So I was like, boom, I know what jersey I'm getting now for that. So score, baby.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some entrepreneurial folk already have shirts out.
Oh yeah, but they're like the $40 shirts from China that you wear them twice and they just melt off your body.
Well, now they're $60.
Yes. Yeah, you want your knockoff NFL jerseys? You gotta pay the Trump tax.
Yeah, great. And they have to have it shipped through like five different countries because half the world won't ship to us anymore.
Yeah, oh, God. Well, it's really funny how we're. I mean, all of it. The death of democracy, the authoritarianism, the economy. It's like this slow motion car crash of all these things happening over this period of time, where it's like, you're never going to feel it, but at some point you are just going to become a thin red mist that's just like flying through the air. And that's the end of you. Cause like we're screwed on so many different levels. I mean, it's like, man, it's just great. It's just really great that this is where we are. Cause you know, my burrito taxi was a little too expensive. So I had to vote the orange man back into power. That's just the way it is. Oh. Sorry.
But I gotta say, on my 2025 bingo card, I did not have Trump going communist
buying into companies, yeah. As a lot of people I've seen online have said, man, this is a weird form of socialism, almost like national socialism that we're currently engaging in.
Oh my god, so many that you've probably seen it too, but so many people will be like, the Nazis are left wing because...
Oh, yeah, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Confederates were really Democrats. Yeah.
And then they'll be like, well, because, you know, because they call themselves national socialists. I'm like, ah, so you believe that North Korea is a democratic people's republic then?
Right, exactly. Yeah, what people call themselves has to be true. They wouldn't lie.
And then, they'll dig out something where, you know, they'll show Hitler giving some talk back in, 1933 about how they're a socialist party. I'm like, yeah, back before he took over, they were a socialist power. Then he ran roughshod through them and completely changed the entire power structure of the party. And not to mention their mission statement.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like kind of part of when Candace Owens was like talking about Hitler in that early quote? She was like, the problem wasn't that he was a nationalist. It was that he wanted to go beyond a nationalist, become a globalist.
Yeah.
That, like, there's nothing wrong with being a nationalist.
Well, that was her whole thing, was that she was like, if he had just stayed inside of Germany, it all would have been smooth. But
yeah.
Once he left Germany for other things, then it's when it got bad. So, like, she was totally okay with him, like, purging the Jews and everything, as long as you just keep that inside your own borders.
Yeah, which...
Don't expand your genocide outside your borders.
Yeah, she didn't have a problem with Auschwitz. She had a problem with Dachau, because that's in Poland.
Yeah.
Dachau, yeah, sorry, I don't know why I said it like that. I'm batting 1,000 today. I'll tell you what.
I like your hair.
Thanks.
You're a blonde bimbo right now.
Well, it's funny. I took a profile picture of myself for reasons, and I looked at it. And I'm like, I look like that Chad meme right now. Because I got that because my hair is shaved on the side, mm-hmm. but longer on top, and I got the my beard's growing out. So
yeah, it's totally the Chad meme.
Yeah, look out! I'm leftist Chad.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anything good happen to you guys this week? Anything nice before we get into horrors beyond human comprehension?
One of my friends pointed out to me. So I have a Discord chat. L is in that Discord chat. Elle and some of our other friends mentioned that there is this spiritual successor to EverQuest that is being made, that's going into early access right now, that is called like Memories and Monsters. So it's like a different name of like Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. They'd love doing that.
Yeah. And so that is... it's like, I don't know if it's like fully operational on Monday or not for like Labor Day, but I just know that this game is happening. And
just to check, we're talking about EverQuest as in the first MMORPG?
Yes.
Okay. We're
talking about that. Yeah.
Because I think there was another game with a very similar name, so I didn't want to mix them up.
Yeah. No. So that is correct. That's what it is. And basically it's, like a lot of the classes are the classes from, classic EverQuest. And so basically all, my friends were already like picking classes and stuff like that. And I like said, hey, I'm interested in that. And they were like, oh, slam. Cause there was like three of them playing and now they're going to have a fourth. And I was like, hey, if you guys need a heal bot, I'll do the heal bot. And if you already have a heal bot, then I'll totally just play a wizard or a rogue and just start smacking people. So, yeah. So, that looks like it's going to be fun. And in other, just adulting news, like all week long, I'd been just telling myself, yo, Mike, you gotta get your, vehicle inspected this week. This is the last week before your inspection sticker expires. And basically, my local garage that's like right near my house, the guy who does the inspections, he's like the world's biggest jerk. So if you show up at like 4:30, he's like, nope, done for the day, pound sand. even though he's open until like 7. He stops doing inspections at a certain point. So I basically like ran to the garage. I got there at like 4 o'clock and was like, can I get an inspection sticker? And he was like, fine. it was just great.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they do them differently because in Illinois, there's like government-run facilities that you go to get. Are you talking like an emissions test, like that kind of thing?
This is like it's basically a road legal test, the way they do it in Massachusetts. They do the emissions test, they honk your horn, they check your wipers, they tap your brakes, they plug in both your seatbelts on the passenger side and the driver's side to make sure they're working. They just like do all these little things. They visually inspect your tires to make sure they're not like worn down.
Oh, okay.
They do all these like little things. It's like it's a yearly $35 hustle that these garages get to do to you in Massachusetts. So
that's the bright side of Illinois. It's free for us at least, but they just do the emissions test. They don't kick tires and all that.
Oh yeah.
Like, I think they used to, but they don't anymore.
I know that like in New Hampshire, I don't think they have inspections in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, you don't need insurance. So if you get into a car accident in New Hampshire, you might be really fucked.
Wow.
So it's great. But yeah. But
hey, at least they're first out of the gate for voting.
Yeah. For the Republicans now. So nuts to all that, I'm looking forward to Memories and Monsters, and I'm an adult. So those are my happy moments for the for the week. So what about you, Chaley? What good stuff happened for you?
I'm like you. I'm an adult, and I'm gonna play a game. Because I've just been playing a lot of Pokemon lately, and I like playing Pokemon, and I like having my Pokemon stuffed animal to keep me company at night. I actually just got a really cool bag where it's like edits of Pokemon characters to kind of be like Southwest themed. I got it at like a store here in Tucson.
Oh, like Navajo Southern print Arizona. Or something?
No, more like Mexican kind of American themed. And it's just, I like it. It's very cute. And, so I've been getting back into Pokemon more. I actually have been watching the first season again, even, like, the OG, which is so bad, it's hilarious. It's peak.
I remember back then, because I was, like, my mom was a kindergarten teacher, and I was, like, working as an aide for her for a short time, because it was Catholic school, and they don't care about things like being related to the teacher and stuff. But, She put on like an episode or two of Pokemon, you know, just like for a free period. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, so basically it's the cartoon is just, here's how you could play the game. This guy is weak against this type and strong against this type.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just rock, paper, scissors, but more extensive.
Right. I mean, I played Pokemon, but I just thought it was funny that the cartoon is basically a glorified instruction manual for the game.
Oh, that's literally it. No, that's why it's so funny. It's like, this is all one big marketing thing to get me to buy everything.
Yeah.
But let me just play the game and enjoy myself. It's mainly nostalgia bait right now, just because I'm just like, all right, I was obsessed with Pokemon as a kid. Let's check this out again. And it's like, God damn, it's so fucking bad, but it's so funny. It's just funny how bad it is. It's just like, I don't know. But also, listeners, tell us which is your favorite Pokemon. One day when we do like a chill episode about like stuff in media or just in the public in general that gets labeled demonic for unnecessarily just by like paranoid Christians, I would love to do that, because Pokemon is definitely up there with like Monster Energy drink and shit like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was right there with that, and it's very funny that you brought that up, because right before we started recording, I was watching a video, and it was Ha Lucha versus Machamp, Pokemon Legends, and it was a wrestling match between the two of them, and then I read all the comments from the wrestling forum I was on, and it was like all people making wrestling jokes. It was excellent. It was great. But yeah, so literally I was like just basking in Pokemon right before Haley was just like, you know what? I love Pokemon. And I was like, man, that is crazy that that is what what she went with for her happy day, happy events going on. What about you, Eric? What's going on in your life that's good?
Right. Well, just yesterday, I was at the park and there weren't really any people around, and there was this big, huge, like climby jungle gym thing. And I've been on a GLP-1 for a while now, like almost a year, and I've lost a bunch of weight. So I was like, you know, that thing looks like fun. So I like went and I managed to climb up it, and I didn't like want to die after two steps or anything. So I was feeling really good about myself, and, I've been getting a bunch of exercise and stuff. I think I'm in the best shape I have been since I was like 20.
Damn, you are the Chad meme today.
He was like, yes, I went to this park and I was all swollen, buff, and all the chicks were hitting on me. It's like, wow.
Yeah, but I mobbed a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
I shamed a guy for having a beer gut.
Yeah, the way it should be. Oh, man. Yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome. Yeah. That's cool. So everybody clap for Eric.
Yeah, everyone clap for Eric. And now let's talk about mass shootings.
Yay.
What the smoothest and happiest segue possible.
Mood whiplash.
We're professionals.
That's us. Yeah.
Who wants to take it away?
Feel free.
Basically, some asshole shot up a church, killed a couple kids, and now everyone's using this event to try to score political points. Because the entire internet is nothing but scum. It's great. So, yeah. The first things I saw...
And we have the most online presidential administration of all time, so they count as scum online.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And also, the perpetrator clearly was also incredibly online and kind of clearly left a bunch of stuff for people to pick apart, which the internet is clearly doing, so we have to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not enough that we got a mass shooter. They got to be an internet troll mass shooter.
Yeah, like, this is the thing about this shooting that everyone who is using it for political points, you can just pick whatever bullshit you want from this the shooter's online performance before the shooting. Because basically this prick took photos of all the guns and had a million slogans written on them. So if you wanted to portray them as a hardcore leftist, you would point to the clip on one of the guns that said "Kill Trump," and all kinds.
There was also like Luigi stickers in the binder.
Yep. Oh yeah, I mean that's the
Luigi Mangione or Luigi from Mario Brothers.
Mario, but you know, like people read into it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a Luigi fan.
It's anti Nintendo, or whatever. Nintendo, right?
All right. So hopefully this doesn't get me on any watch lists, but I do have a tattoo of Luigi on my back. Like
that, I love that.
Like that's how much of a Luigi fanboy I am. And my wife has Mario on hers. That's our couple tattoo.
Aw.
You know, I have the news going on the side, so just like a few basic facts about the shooting. It was yesterday morning. It is a church, but it's also a school. Yeah. So it was essentially the school just reopened this week, which I don't know if people have been paying attention, but like lots of schools have been opening up over the past few weeks. And there's been like a lot of swatting hoaxes happening across the country. School's back in session.
Yeah. One thing to mention, as someone who's gone to Catholic school, pretty much every Catholic school has a church attached to it. Unless it's an incredibly poor school. But I mean, because basically the church is the one funding the school, so.
So it was about 8 o'clock, it was about 8:15 when they, there's no evidence that they entered the building. It seems for now that they might have just sprayed inside. It was like 120 bullets recovered at the scene. So two children have died so far. There are 18 people injured, including two, it says three senior citizens. It doesn't say they're affiliated with the school. So is that normal for people to just use the like church as a place of worship?
Yeah. It's the church would be a totally regular church, and it would not at all be unusual for a couple elderly parishioners to be there even on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it says they're like over 80, so I'm assuming they're just like religious folks.
Yeah, I mean they could be volunteers with the church or the school, or they could just be very, because there are people who do go to church every single day, so it could be either one.
And there are lots of like conspiracies about like why this place was chosen, how the perpetrator knew about the school, and they went there. They went to that school previously, and their mom worked there for a long time and actually just retired like a year ago. So very familiar with the school.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some facts.
How dare you bring evidence into this conversation?
And then,
I'm sorry.
And then, maybe, and then to address the elephant in the room, I think it's been officially confirmed that the shooter was trans.
Yeah, they're transgender. Yeah. I don't know exactly what their pronouns are, so we're going with they here on the podcast, folks.
And if we slip up and say he, please don't cancel us. We're trying our best. But
two of us are Gen Xers, and we're not used to all this pronouns
and stuff.
But also,
if we just constantly use they too much, we'll be canceled for being too woke. So I think we have to use a smattering of pronouns here to try to balance out our woke to hateful ratio.
Yes. Yeah.
I did like Eric was like, oops, I misgendered them earlier. Because I'm just so used to every shooter being a man.
That's true.
It's like so fucking true.
Like off the top of my head, I can only think of that those one female shooter, and she wasn't even a shooter because she was planning on going down to Columbine High School and shooting it up on like the 15th or 20th anniversary, something like that. But she like had a change of heart in her car, like in the parking lot or something like that. I don't remember the exact circumstances, but that's the only potential female shooter that I can think of.
There is one that the shooter yesterday referenced on their guns, which is just like absolutely covered in references. But they mentioned the Abundant Life shooter, which was the other, like, one of the other recent religious school shootings. There's basically, like, 10 plus, like, there's, like, a dozen references to other mass murders on the gun, because that's kind of, like,
yeah, there's even a Holocaust theme. Reference, as I recall.
Yeah, I guess, we'll get into the fact that the perpetrator is transgender in a bit, because this is definitely fueling like a incredible amount of hate. But the guns, we'll just get into it real quick. There's references to the massacre in Norway. So Breivik, I don't like saying their names, but no. I'm just gonna use his example. But there's also like references to the 9/11 hijackers, bull pilled, which is like kind of bull patrol stuff, like that wasn't Lanza, it was the it was one of the other shooters. I'm blanking on some of their names. There's a couple references to Waco on here. The Sandy Hook shooters mentioned on here. There's like references to kind of like vintage shooters, like one that occurred in Canada, like it was like 20 years ago or so, and it was like a specifically misogynistic murderer, like that mass killed women, I believe. There's like the Aurora shooters mentioned on here, but then there's like a ton of obviously racist stuff. There's like stuff about harming Hispanic people on here. There's We Was Kangs. Do you want to explain that, Mike?